Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, starting the next 100 shows of Any Questions after last week. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Ready for the next 100.
Well, Mike, last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear that one up?
Yes, I said think of a 10-letter word starting with P associated with the number 100. Change that P to an I, and you can rearrange the result to spell a hyphenated term for a relative. What is the word, and who is the relative?
Tell me.
The word is percentage, and if you follow the directions, you can spell great niece.
Who knew?
I did. All right, Ian. On August 2nd, 1870, the Tower Subway opened, becoming the first underground tube railway. As its name implies, it went under the Thames River near the Tower of London. It's not used for passenger travel anymore. But to commemorate the opening of that subway, I've brought questions about London's current subway system, the Underground. First up, in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, Headmaster Albus Dumbledore has a scar on his left knee which is, quote, a perfect map of the London Underground. Of what school is Dumbledore the headmaster?
It's called Hogwarts.
It is called Hogwarts, yes. And in the book, Albus Dumbledore says scars have meaning, but so far J.K. Rowling has not actually divulged the meaning of that scar, so fans are hoping that she will one day. Usually, the Underground runs 24 hours a day only at New Year's. However, the subway stayed open all night for 2 days in the summer of 2012. For what special events was this special schedule used?
That was for the Olympics, I guess.
Yeah, specifically what? There were two specific
opening
days.
And closing ceremonies?
Yes, the opening and the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. You're right. The longest escalator in the entire Underground is at Angel Station on the Northern Line. In 2007, a Norwegian winter sports enthusiast did what down the entire 60-meter length of that escalator?
Luged?
Simpler.
Skied?
He skied down the length of the escalator. Yes, he did. He posted a YouTube video about a year after he did it, but because the statute of limitations had elapsed, they couldn't prosecute him for the stunt. The walls of Leytonstone Station on the Central Line feature a series of murals depicting iconic scenes from movies directed by what famous English director, born in Leytonstone in 1899?
I will guess Hitchcock.
That's right. They were commissioned for the centennial of his birthday.
And what do you know? I got a Hitchcock question right on this show.
And finally, what three-word phrase used by other subway systems but most closely associated with the London Underground was originally recorded and put into use in 1968?
That's got to be Mind the Gap.
Yes, and the voice actor who originally recorded it wanted royalties, and they didn't want to give them to him, so sound engineer Peter Lodge re-recorded the voice track, and that's the one that was used.
Another guess could have been You've Got Mail.
Well, Ian doesn't have to worry about going underground. He's only a little bit of a loser. He went 4 for 5 this week. Have you ever ridden the Underground? Have you ever skied down an escalator? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can ride on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the phrase, mind the gap. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a word starting with S that names an action that would most likely be unsafe in a subway tunnel. What is the word?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll meet up at the next station the same time next week.
The train is here. I'll see you then.